104.7 The Cave, Mike the intern in the studio this morning with my good friend Keith Bridges. How are you, man?
I'm outstanding, sir. Outstanding.
So a couple weeks ago, before leading into Veterans Day, you told us about this massive ruck you guys were going to do, and it was huge, like a ton of miles, and you were remembering a soldier really like at different points throughout the ruck. Tell me about it, man.
Yeah, we between October 26th and Veterans Day, November 11th, we rucked 365 miles from Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to Arlington National Cemetery. And so what it was commemorative of is the 365 fallen service members that the ruck team has rucked for and continues to ruck for throughout the year of 20.
Man, that's a lot of space, man.
It was a long ruck. We rucked for 13 days. We took 3 days off. We were putting in between 28 and 30 miles a day.
Oh, man.
We battled the weather. We had a tropical storm come through a couple of days. It hit us pretty hard. We had some 30-degree days. I think we woke up one day, it was 34. It was another day, it was 36. And then we actually closed out Veterans Day. We closed out just getting absolutely poured on. But it was fitting, and it was emotional and, mental journey. It was very physical. I'm probably going to be licking some wounds for a while.
I'm surprised you didn't call me to help you carry you into the studio this morning.
Yeah, no, well.
He got in here on his own power, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's it'd probably be, I'd say for me personally, it'd be after Thanksgiving before I pick up the ruck again.
Yeah, give yourself some time.
Yeah, I got to take a couple of days.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely earned it. I mean, if anyone has no idea what 28 to 30 miles a day with a ruck on your back's like, go find out, because I guarantee you, you'd probably take off the rest of the year after you did something like that.
It's it's 45 pounds. We carried the flag every step of the way. The first few days is not terrible, but you get about a week in, and you definitely starting to feel it, and then by the second week, I mean, the last 3 days, I think we're about like 80 miles out. And that's when the mental probably hits you harder than the physical at that point, because you start thinking about, potential injuries that would sideline the ruck. And then what are the consequences of not finishing?
Yeah.
We're very much no excuses. So, so we were going to finish no matter what. And we had the whole team out there with us. I say it. I'm always, very much about team. And so plus 3,000 strong. And when you got that kind of support, the motivation, the encouragement, on social media, people calling you, a lot of support on the road. I mean, we had just overwhelming amount of support while we were on the road. You kind of refocus, hit that reset button and every day. And it helps you get through the ruck. So, I mean, I definitely have to say thank you to all the support, the dedication, the commitment to the mission, to the R2R mission. I mean, it was just overwhelming.
That's good to hear. I'm glad you're back. What's next for you guys?
Well, we got, after the first of the year, we're talking about going to White Sands. We're talking about going down to White Sands for the baton, taking a team down there. We've got a memorial ruck. I think it's probably going to be March, April, that we're going to participate in Tennessee. And then in May, we're in Wisconsin, Delaware, Minnesota for scholarship presentations. But like we were talking earlier, I think we're going to put out on social media sort of a request, kind of a, what is your recommendation or suggestion for our next long ruck? And we're going to kind of do that more or less as a, kind of a giveaway. And so the suggestion or recommendation that gets the most likes in the comments, we'll start putting the logistics together for that ruck. We had a question on the road, and it was a question that actually came up a couple of times. Are you going to ruck another 365? And the answer to that has to be yes. And the reason it has to be yes is because we can't ruck 365 for 365 fallen this year when we have plus 7,000.
Yeah.
What about the other 6,700?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We're going to ruck for them, but we want team involvement, and we want to integrate the team more and give people, give team members the opportunity to get involved and come up with ideas on how that's going to look for our next ruck. I think we'll probably do something West Coast. We did something East Coast this year. We'll do West next. But we'll definitely be back out there on the road.
Man, it's great to hear. Thank you for continuing to support and remember those.
Yep.
And it takes a village, man. So if you see that post, like Ruck to Remember on Facebook so you can contribute. Keith, thank you so much for your service before and after, my man. I'm glad you're back.
No, man, it's good to be here. Thank you for having us.